You also coached Miss Oklahomans during their summers in the 80s and 90s?
Yes, for almost 20 years after Miss Oklahoma was chosen, during the summer before they went to Atlantic City for the final competition. I would meet with her once a week, and we would drill in voice production, but also interview technique, because they were beginning to count interview more and more in their final choice. Chantel Smith is the only one that I coached who did become Miss America.
Very... She credits you for winning Miss America.
Well, I'm not going to flatter myself that way. Obviously, she had a lot going for her. She and I are still in touch at Christmas time.
That's great.
As her family gets larger and larger.
Let me throw out these names, because through the years, you interviewed about 1,000 musicians, composers, artists, actors, and dancers. When I throw out a name, tell us if there's a story that's attached to
that. Okay.
I start out here with Van Cliburn, the pianist Van Cliburn.
The Tulsa Philharmonic was very lucky. They had contracted with Cliburn before he went to Russia to be a soloist, because he was getting popular in Texas and around this part of the country. He, of course, had gone to Juilliard. So immediately after his triumphant return, his fee skyrocketed. And Tulsa Philharmonic would never have been able at that time to pay for Cliburn. But he had to stick with the contract he had signed before he became famous. His mother traveled with him at that time, always. In fact, they lived together in Fort Worth until she died. Anyway, she was sitting right next to him, and I interviewed him. I knew that if I'd said anything wrong, she would probably correct me. But the interesting thing with Cliburn is that at that time, the conductor of the Tulsa Philharmonic was Vladimir Goldschmann, who had been the conductor of the St. Louis Symphony for over 25 years, had just retired from that full-time job, and was starting to accept engagements elsewhere. So the honorary music fraternity, Phi Mu Alpha Sinfonia, asked us while Cliburn was here and Goldschmann was to initiate them in the national organization. That was quite an experience. I did the narration for much of the initiation, and at the end, Cliburn, who was still in his lower 20s, came up to me and said, "Oh, sir, you were so expressive."
So you found him to be a nice person?
Yes, and then, of course, I've seen him in recent years because I've gone to the last 4 Cliburn competitions in Fort Worth, so we usually greet each other at least.